Run sports show. Fort Wayne to the world. Bryce got the box score, calm on the mic. Pulling up numbers from last Friday night. Stack gyms packed, rivalries loud. He'll tell you who balled out, who hyped the crowd. DC slide in with the hold up weight. Spicy little rant, that's a hot take plate. Coach talk, Pacers talk, all in the mix. Midwest mind with that ESPN fix. Sideline Sports Show, Bryce in D.C. From the Fort Wayne courts to the big TV. Indiana Hoosiers dreams, go-to-go scenes. Whole Midwest running through the calling stream. Sideline Sports Show, you know that vibe. Stats and smoke in a four-quarter ride. Turn it up loud when the game day starts. They break it all down like they call in charts. Friday in the fort, sack under lights. Kids chasing scholarships, small town nights. Bryce breaking down splits, field goal rate. DC saying coach wild, talking about plays. Hoosiers on the screen, Assembly Hall shake. Purdue and Mackey, crowd don't break. Pacers on the run, city feel that spark. Indy blue and gold, cutting through the dark. Sideline Sports Show, Bryce in DC. From the Fort Wayne courts to the big TV. Indiana Hoosiers dream, whole doodle go sing. Whole Midwest running through the calling stream. Sideline Sports Show, you know that vibe. Stats and smoke in a four-quarter ride. Turn it up loud when the game day starts. They break it all down like they calling Charles. From the Colts on Sunday
to a
Tuesday small gym crowd. Different game, same state, they
all still play.
Way loud, you just ride with the crew as you talk through the plays. Fort Wayne, heartbeat on a Hoosier airway.
On a Hoosier airway.
Sideline Sports Show, Bryson DC. From the Fort Wayne courts to the big TV. Indiana Hoosiers dreams, Purdue go scenes. Whole Midwest running through the calling stream. Sideline Sports Show, you know that vibe. Stats and smoke in a four-quarter ride. Turn it up loud when the game day starts. They break it all down like they call.
Welcome into the Sideline Sports Show with Bryce in DC. We have a very special show for you lined up today. We have a lot of guests coming on the show. We have almost too many to count, and it's going to be a little. It's going to be rapid fire. DC is going to be he's going to be behind the keyboard, pressing buttons, and doing a whole lot of stuff behind the scenes. But you guys aren't going to notice any of that because we're just going to try to transition smoothly from one guest to another because we have seven guests on today's show. And they're all high school, college commits, going to be playing football at the next level at various different levels. And they're from all over the 260. We have, you know, several Fort Wayne kids. We have a couple that are outside the city limits that are coming on. And we are super excited to talk to you and talk with them because we have a lot of college commits coming on the show. It's our signing day special here on the Sideline Sports Show with Bryce and DC. DC, before any of this madness gets started, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing real good. We got a lot of fun things planned for today. We're trying some new things. Yeah. And I'm excited to talk to a lot of these kids. You know, this was my first high school season, you know, covering on the sidelines, not just in the studio, calling coaches on post game and, you know, that kind of stuff. So my first time actually covering it, being on the sideline, interacting, and some of these kids I haven't even got to talk to. Like, unfortunately, I didn't get to go to one Columbia City game. And they featured one of the best safeties in the area in Gavin Smith. And luckily, today we get to talk to him, man. He's committed. He's playing D1 football, which well-deserved. We got, a couple Lures players that are still going to be playing together in college. They made sure they stay teammates. Nathan Foster, one of the best running backs in the area from Leo, is going to be joining. David Callison, quarterback from Northrop, record-breaking quarterback, is committed to college as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun, man. I think, you know, that's what makes our show unique, in my opinion, is, you know, we mix it up and we try different things and try to have some fun, try not to take ourselves too seriously. This is also like, it feels like our last football show, if that makes sense, like before we kind of start switching gears a little bit, because football is kind of not a whole lot of news in football, you know, after this week. So, you know, yeah. NFL's over. You know, we got the combine, I guess. You know, we can go down to the combine. But yeah, this is kind of like our, you know, finishing up our football stuff. So I wanted to go out with a bang. And I think the signing day highlighting these young kids that are in Northeast Indiana, you know, 24/7 does it for national, you know, on three, they do it for national, but what about local? And that's what we're here for. Let's have some fun with these kids from our area and highlight them and promote them and talk about, you know, their commitments and what the next step is in their journey.
Yeah. Like you said, we got a multitude of kids coming on starting at 11:15 with David Callison from Northrop. And then just after that, it's just one right after the other coming in the stream here. So make sure you guys stay tuned in. If you have any questions for any of these college commits that are coming on, put them in the live chat, either on YouTube or on Facebook. Make sure you are subscribed to the channel or follow us on Facebook or X or Instagram. We're also a part of the Get In Network. GetIndiana.com is your destination for everything Indiana, the small town breakdowns. They had one in their newsletter this morning on Monrovia, which has a really good high school football program. But you can also get breakdowns on local businesses and hidden gems in Indiana. Discover something new about the Hoosier State every time you go on GetIndiana.com. You can also find our show on there every single week. And it's not just that we have a huge show for you lined up. We've also been working in the lab, so to speak, on some new intros. And you've seen us introduce some graphics and stuff like that over the course of, you know, the last month as we're trying to build this thing up. And we got something new for you lined up for you this week. And we're super excited to debut it here.
Man, we're always trying to evolve and, you know, trying to learn these new tools and, you know, make these new connections. So we are very excited to enhance this show for y'all. You know, we try to make it fun for y'all. So let's have some fun, man. The comment section is open. We can talk about, you know, whatever's on your sports mind as well. You know, if even if you got anything for signing day or if you don't, there's plenty of things to talk about. But today is a signing day for our Northeast Indiana high school football players. So very, very excited for today's show.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good show. We've got so many guests lined up. But just real quick before we get into the guests, I want to make sure that we mention the regional winners on the girls basketball front last night. We had five from the area that are moving on and moving on to semi-state next week. We'll find out those locations, I believe, some point today for the semi-state. But we had Norwell, who beat down Snyder. I saw an interesting stat last night, or it was sent to me this morning, really, about how just crazy that game was. Norwell unofficially shot 73% on the night to win that game. But the crazy stat is that Snyder in that game shot 57% and still lost by 34 points. Like that is just absolutely wild, because you have one team that has an incredible shooting. Like, you'll take 57% all day.
All day.
But it's just unfortunate that the opposing team shot 73%. And Vanessa Rossworm, who we talked about on the show last week with Coach Eric Thornton, she went off, had another great game, six threes, scored 36 points. Macy Salfrank had 25 with a handful of threes as well. It's just crazy about how good Norwell is playing right now. We also had Belmont moving on, Fairfield and Class 3A, respectively. Whitco beat Eastside last night. And then Fremont upset number one Marquette Catholic, a huge upset, because they were favored probably to go all the way and possibly win in Class 1A. So we had five regional champs last night, or yesterday on Saturday, and we have five teams playing in semi-state next weekend. So should be another fun weekend for girls basketball.
Yeah, man. It feels like football all over again. I felt like we went into semi-state in football the same way. You know, you had Carroll, Lewis, Angola was still in it, obviously, you know, Dwinger. So, yeah, I'm glad that, you know, for those that say basketball is dead, you know, in our area, which is it's still down. I would still say basketball, the talent in our area is down. But there are still programs like Norwell, like Homestead, you know, Whitco with Coach David Goodwell, who used to be a Southside Archer. Shout out Whitco. But yeah, there's still a lot of talented, you know, programs. Belmont has been great for a while. So, man, there's a lot of talent in this area on the basketball court as well. And this is for the reminder for people that try to say it's dead in this area. There's still a lot of talent. We still got all kind of people playing. And that's what makes it exciting. We had Coach Thornton last week from Norwell, you know, talking about their win. And then, you know, they destroy Snyder and they're on, they're moving on. So, you know, we're still looking at these teams to see who's going further. And we're going to bring on, we're going to keep watching to see how far they advance and see if we can bring some more coaches on, some players, and mix it up. So got to show some love to the basketball teams playing as well.
Oh, for sure. And then the boys tournament doesn't get started here for another couple weeks, like a week after the girls state tournament finishes. So we'll have a lot of postseason basketball to talk about here on the Sideline Sports
Show with Bryce. You already know who I'm going with the boys, though. You already know who I'm rolling with on the boys side. It's Southside all day, baby.
Southside all day. I'm interested to see how far they can go because I think they have a very good team. There's a lot of teams that are going to be competitive. I mean, the SAC is wild. It's loaded. It's wild. It's week to week. You don't know who – there's so many tiebreakers involved that you just don't even know who is at the top of the conference. It's people trying to figure it out on X, and it's just like, man, what is going on?
I wanted to pull up to that Lewis Snyder. That's what I wanted to pull up to.
Yeah. But
it's all kind of, you know, Southside, Homestead, they're all up there, you know, in that realm. I seen New Haven boys clinch their conference.
Yep.
There's a lot, so much talent in this area. So definitely we want to make sure to stay tapped in to the basketball side.
Yeah, for sure. Once again, welcome into the signing day special. We'll kind of push basketball off to the side just for a moment as we have a number of guests lined up for you guys to listen to today. We have seven college football commits that are going to come on the show from various different programs in the area, and they're going to be playing at all different levels at the next level. So it should be a very fun show that we have lined up for you here today. Yep. Let's get to our first interview. We have
I want this one, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to do this first one because this is someone – I've been trying to talk to forever. You know, I did a lot of Northrop games. I did a lot of Dwinger games. I did a lot of Lures games. But we are loaded with Lures guests today. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the Lures kids I haven't been able to talk to either. But David Callison, the quarterback from Northrop, you know, I did a lot of interviews with Quay Guilford throughout the season, who's going to Ohio State. He's already at Ohio State. So shout out to him too. But David Callison, I haven't been able to, like, actually talk to. So I want to, if you don't mind, I want to start with this one.
Go ahead.
I want to do this one. So it's time, y'all. We're going to take a real quick break, like 30 seconds. Not even 30 seconds. I think it's like 10, 20. Take a quick break. We're going to bring on Northrop quarterback David Callison. As we continue our signing day special here on the Sideline Sports Show, we are joined by a record-breaking quarterback. This is someone I got to watch a lot in the 2025 season. Spent many Friday nights under the lights out of Spoiler Stadium watching this young man throwing touchdown passes, trying to get out of the pocket. And now, unfortunately, if I want to see him do that, I'm going to have to drive a couple of hours to see this young man do it. But we are very excited to continue our signing day special here. Someone I've been wanting to talk to for a while, he's just busy. He's a quarterback. So it's hard to catch up with him on the sidelines during the game. He's locked in. And now he's joining us today to talk about his college commitment. And his name is Mr. David Callison. David, thanks for coming on, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So it's good to catch up with you. Before we talk about your commitment, I definitely want to recap your high school career before we even move forward. Very luxurious career that, you know, I know your junior year, you had a couple of injuries that you had to fight through. Talk about your recovery from junior year, the injuries you sustained, and going into your senior year, what was your mindset?
So going back to junior year, week two versus Huntington North, I tore my UCL in my left elbow. That took me out for a week, but once I came back, it wasn't really like the same, I should say. And then I think week eight versus Snyder, I got a concussion that took me out till sectionals. So transitioning from that into my senior year, it was kind of just focusing on gaining weight to keep me stronger and healthier throughout the season. But other than that, it was just continuing to work and prepare for the next season.
Yeah, so let's talk about that next season, because that next season, which would be your senior season, those are the stats right there, brother. Pretty impressive. This is what, and I think a lot of people were expecting from you, you know, with the full healthy season. This is just the beginning of your capabilities right here. Those stats at the bottom are just the beginning. You know, you're someone that has a lot of potential. And as you guys can see in the highlights, look at this, like, you know, hitting, hitting Maddox right there, hitting Quay right there. We're going to miss seeing that combo. We're going to miss seeing that combination. But, yeah, just a lot of potential. Talk about your senior season. You talked about the mindset going in. But how would you recap your senior season? Would you guys, like I said, you broke a lot of records at the quarterback position. Northrop's best season. Quay broke records as well. I mean, just a ton of talent on that Northrop team. But what about your senior season?
Yeah, so we had the best record we had for the school in about 20 years at 8-3. But honestly, that was just like a testimony to all our hard work. And it wasn't just me, Quay. It was Maddox. It was DeHoag at safety. It was Davion Surrey. It was, I could name everyone on the team that had an influence. People that didn't play on the sideline, just impacting the energy, even at practice. Like, it was just, we were all together. We were glued together our senior year, and we didn't have that same type of chemistry our past 2 years together.
Yeah, so how did it feel, you know, having that run? I know you guys lost to them during the season. That kind of lost the SAC crown. Those dang Carroll Chargers, man, and they eliminated you in the playoffs. I know that had to suck losing to that team twice, but just, you know, you guys got a great locker room. What was your guys' what were you guys talking about after that?
Honestly, after the first one, it was kind of just like, we got to keep our heads up. Like, we got more games to play. That loss didn't, like, define us as a team. So, and then sectionals, obviously, that took us out for the rest of – or took us out for the season. So, that was definitely disappointing. We didn't go out the way we wanted to. But, I mean, for us seniors, it was kind of just telling our younger guys, like, you guys aren't done yet. And some of us seniors aren't done either. So,
right.
Yeah, there wasn't much else to say after that one.
Yeah, definitely a tough loss. I was pulling for you guys. I know it's always tough to, you know, and that they ended up going to semi-state, I believe. So, I mean, yeah. That's a team that, you know, you guys played tough all year. So that's a testament to your program as well. So just how would you describe your strengths as a quarterback? How would you describe as we look ahead, what is you, Indy, getting at the quarterback position from David Callison?
I think just someone who's going to lead the team with all their heart and who's going to make a play out of anything. Out of a bad situation, out of a good situation, I'm going to find a way to make a play.
So I've been talking with you throughout this season. This is kind of the way I wanted to finish. But, you know, you're a guy that I thought, and this is fully transparent, folks. This is a guy that I thought deserved a lot more offers than he got. And that's why I was advocating for this young man all season. But after all this process, what made you, Indy, the right choice for you after all this?
So it took like a lot of thought and talks with my parents about like what's best for me, what I want in a school, and not even just football, it was academically too. So UND brings a great business school, and then football, they bring, obviously they finished 10th in the country. So that's a very competitive environment, and I know I'm going to get my chance to prove myself at UND.
That's right. And you'll be throwing the ball to Jaden Van Pelt. Of Carroll, who also I seem committed as well. So, hey, man, I definitely wanted to bring you on to talk about these next steps. I know what you bring to the quarterback position, so hopefully you, Indy, you know, obviously they recognize that they wouldn't have offered you if they didn't, but hopefully we get to see that very soon. You're a very gifted quarterback that I believe is going to shine at the next level, whatever program you play for. I'm just glad it's right here in Indy. That's only a couple-hour drive, so I still get to watch it. So I'll have to pull up on you down there, keep working hard. And congratulations on the commitment, man. It's got to feel good.
Definitely. Thank you.
Thanks to David Callison from Northrop joining us here on the show. Good job, DC, handling that interview. He was good.
Yes, sir.
Feels like that he's going to do a lot of good things down at UND, and hopefully he has success down there. I'm excited for him. So.
Yeah, man. He, you know, like I said, breaking all those records at Northrop, those passing records, that it's going to be tough to break. You know, records are meant to be broken. They're, you know, yeah. It happens. Right. But it's going to be tough, man. Their passing attack is one of the all-time greats. So looking forward to seeing what he does at UND, man. It's not over for him, which I'm happy for. So love seeing what's next for him, man.
Yeah, for sure. He had a lot of talent to work with at Northrop. So,
oh, yeah.
He'll have some guys. You mentioned Van Pelt that'll be down there as well. So he'll have some talent down there at UND. Another guy that's going from the 260 down to the 317 is Jerron Taylor from Bishop Lures.
Yeah, we got the duo, man. I wasn't expecting the duo. Hold on,
Center him up. But we got Jerron and Taylor coming on, who is committed to Butler.
That's right.
And joining us here on the show.
My boy L going to Valpo.
Yeah.
We got both of them, man. Hey, welcome to the show, brothers. How you doing?
Good, great. Doing good. How are you?
We're doing good. So we'll start with, first we'll start with Jaron. You know, what made Butler the right choice for you?
Really, it was just the coaches. Like, they was just, it was just their program, their coaching. And I've been down there like 4 or 5 times throughout my junior year and senior year. And I just really like what the program is going to help me get it better in the future.
What about you, Al? What about Valpo?
It just felt like they really wanted me. So I went up there the first time. I loved how the coaches talked to me. Second time, it was all love again. So it was just a gut feeling for me, so that's why I'm going to Valpo.
Yeah, for you guys both, you know, what moment in your high school careers are you guys most proud of?
Okay, I'll go first. I'm most proud of going to state back-to-back. I feel like that's the best thing that we could have possibly done. You know, that I couldn't have asked to do it. Well, obviously – we wanted to win state, but
right,
you know, going to state back to back 2 times in 3A, which Lewis has never done, was a huge accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll say the same thing. Yeah, just going back to back to state, it was amazing. You know, just to play on my favorite team. You know, I mean, hopefully one day maybe play there again. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to talk about, you know, your guys' recognition this season, because I felt like y'all both emerged onto the scene this year. And I even did an article on both of y'all, and it was just like, you know, how long y'all been playing together and highlighting, because it's always special being able to share that bond with each other. And now you guys are playing at different schools. So, you know, how does that make y'all feel that y'all splitting up now and going different ways in college?
Really, it's all business. I know he's going to handle his business. I know he's going to keep working. I'm going to keep working. You know, we just did what's best for us. So I don't know how you feel about it.
Yeah, it's really, I kind of feel the same. Yeah, like, it's going to get the business done, and then we'll just see where life takes us. So.
Mm-hmm. Who ended up with more sacks this year? He took the crown. I thought L had it. I thought L took it. He didn't take it.
I remember. 11. L had all the titles for loss, though. He had like 28.
I was gonna
20, 30. What, going on 30, 28? I think 28.
I was gonna say I got a nice little highlight tape on my phone from both of y'all this season, but I thought I had more. But I have more from L this season. Both of y'all, and y'all can pick who goes first. So what is the university that you committed to? You know, what are they getting in a player like you? What are they getting when they signed you and you committed? What kind of player are they getting?
They're getting, you know, a twitchy pass rusher. I know they lack – I watched a couple of their games. They lacked a consistent pass rush, so they're going to get a consistent pass rusher out of me also in the run game. I get off my blocks pretty fast in the run game, so I think obviously I'm not going to have the same amount of TFL that I did, but I think I'll have a big impact in the run game as well.
Yeah, I feel like what Butler's going to get for me is – an elite run stopper. I mean, going in from the season, both seasons, junior and senior, had 97 tackles. And then Now and then getting better in the pass rush, getting double digit sacks, and I'm able to be more versatile. Not only just at the three tech, I can go play the four eye, the five eye, 2-point stands. I can go play the nose, and you're just gonna get a great pass rusher from really anywhere on the line.
Yeah, as we're watching you guys, you know, highlight. I think this is Jaren. A couple of your clips here, the DC pulled up. You know, for you guys, who were some of the toughest offensive lines that you guys went up against during your career?
What do you think? In my career,
it's tough for them to say that because they had one of the best offensive lines, so it's hard for them.
Yeah, I know.
That's probably their answer. Their own offensive line in practice, probably.
Our offensive line was pretty good, but I think I would say my sophomore year against Carroll.
Yeah. Tough team.
Yeah. For me, I'll say sophomore year against Noblesville. I mean, I know they were still running a wing T then, but I mean, still, like, they had a lot of people on that line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Jaren, we also have another one of you sitting with your brother now, who's a former teammate of yours. We also have
let's go ahead and make it a Lewis party.
Yeah, Mikael Woodson, who's joining and also joining us. Yeah, he probably didn't know we were also going to bring him on right now, but he's also committed to Butler. You know, Jaren, for you, what's it like to, you know, have another teammate that's going to have, you know, join you down at Butler? How easy is that going to make the transition going to college?
Well, really, what's so, like, amazing about it is, like, you know, I feel like I got a reliable, like, DB now. Like, I got somebody I can trust in because, you know, in the end of the day, it's a team sport. You know, if I'm getting pressure on the QB, that's gonna make more room for Mikael, you know, get an interception. You know, it's just going to help everybody all around.
Mm-hmm.
And as somebody I can really depend on.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's go ahead and bring Mikael on. We got the school right this time, Mikael. I know that's a joke that we have together because, you know, when we put in articles, man, every time, you know, what they say on Friday, sometimes players mess up. I had to say it clean, but players mess up sometime. I should have just put Lewis and Dwinger. I shouldn't even have put Bishop in front of it just to make it easy. So I put that Mikael play for Bishop Dwinger, and on the All SAC announcements in my Indiana Preps article, right. And I got a message from Mikael. A couple hours later, he's like, bro, can you fix my school? Like,
yeah,
we kind of hate that school. Can you change that, please? Like,
yeah, you can't do it to that school. Any other school would have been a little bit better, but
yeah,
you know,
like I could have put anything. But so ongoing joke though. But Mikael, we got the school right first of all. Mm-hmm. But man, you know, you're joining the teammate as well that you go into college. I'm sure that feels good for you as well. You know, you'll be playing with someone you're familiar with, but what made Butler the right choice for you?
Honestly, they was my first, like, D1 offer. So, obviously, that was, like, obviously, they gave me the most amount of love to begin with, the constant contact. Even, like, when the corner coach left, the constant contact between the head coach, the safety coach, the linebacker, defensive coordinator coach, even, like, the offensive coordinator, everybody was texting me, calling me. Get me down to visit there, and then it just felt like home when I was down there. So I just made my decision right there and then. Yeah.
Mikael, you know, for you, what are you looking forward to the most? Obviously, you're going to have a teammate that's joining you down there. What are you looking forward to the most when you get down to Butler?
Obviously, they're a D1 school, so obviously want to work hard, get on the field. My freshman year, definitely play, and then definitely also – just like, just show out and just make a name for myself for real.
Mm-hmm. So, a question for all three of y'all, because I know Al's still balling on the court. He's still got a season to finish. But for all three of y'all, other than him playing basketball, what are the three of y'all working on as you prepare for the next life and your next journey playing college football?
Probably just
Probably just really just getting on the field freshman year and just playing, showing out for the 260 for real, getting our name out there. And we're going to be in Indy, L going to be in Valparaiso, so we definitely want to make a big name for ourselves. Definitely like all conference, definitely want to get freshman all Americans, but yeah. that's pretty much the goal. Just work hard every day and just keep on putting in that work.
Yeah, for me, it's getting on the field, getting faster, getting my weight up, and just making sure I'm the best pass rusher on the field. So if I do that, I think I'll play.
Yeah, I feel like for me, just getting stronger and faster, getting my hips looser, and then, you know, just showing up and showing out every day, practice, workouts, everywhere, even in the classroom.
That's right. Y'all have all been strong in there as well. One more thing. Don't change your sack celebration. All right. Don't switch up on me now. When I see Butler highlights, I want to still see that same sack celebration. All right. Same for you, Dale. I got a lot of your celebrations on tape too. Hey, if all seriousness though, all three of y'all, man, I know I did a lot of Lures games this year. I'm very happy for all three of y'all. It is a blessing to be able to play college sports, but you know, you guys will all three, I know, will represent the 260 in a great way, both on the field and off the field. So congrats y'all once again. And thank y'all so much for coming on. Before we go, though, go ahead and give some shout-outs, man. I know a lot of people paved the way for y'all to make it here today.
Shout-out to my mom and dad, my grandparents, my older brother, CJ. Shout-out the Bishop Lures staff. Yeah.
I'll say shout-out to my whole family and then, you know, the coaching staff and the Holly brothers. They gonna be dogs.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Me, I want to shout out God, of course, because that's what I put my faith into. My parents, my mom, dad, my brother, sister, really everybody in my family. I want to say all the coaches. Kendrick Mullen, he was a coach at St. Francis now. He's trained with him a lot, with Ivo, with the whole coaching staff, Coach Bradley, Coach P, Coach everybody, just making sure that I'm where I'm at now, and just everybody, just yeah.
Absolutely, I got to shout out Coach Bradley too, man. That's my high school teammate. So shout out to Coach Carson Bradley. I can say his first name. I don't care. we play football and baseball together. So him and Zach Call, shout out both of them, man. Both my high school teammates. Zach was our team captain. I don't know if y'all knew that, but on the baseball field, Zach Call was. He was a dog on the baseball field. I don't know if he told y'all that, but he was our captain, our catcher. Yeah. So y'all got a great coaching staff at Lures, but I know at college y'all going to continue great things. So thank y'all for coming on and keep in touch, because I want to know how good y'all doing both on the field and off the field. So congrats again, fellas.
Sir, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Yep. That's Jaren Ale Taylor and Mikhail Woodson, all from Lures, joining us here on the show. It was great to get, you know, all three of them on. You know, we're – at least, you know, hoping to get Mikhail and Jaren on together, just because they're going to the same school at the next level.
We got a little bit. We got a little bit behind with that, though.
Yeah, a little bit. That's all right. We got a lot of guests. You know, we're working through them. We're working through them today. Next one. Yeah, we just had a guest that's, you know, going to Valpo, and we have another one coming on with Nathan Foster, who joins the show now. Thank you so much for joining us here, Nathan. For you. Why Valparaiso?
Can't hear you.
You're not muted, but your mic's not working at the moment.
Nope, still can't hear him.
Nope.
Yeah, see, when we do this live, we can't test these things.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. We'll see if we can. Can we hear you now?
Can you hear me?
Yep, got you now.
There we go.
Bring out the headset.
Yeah, that's all right. All right. Well, let's go back to the first question. Why Valparaiso for you?
I picked Valparaiso because they were, like, realistically the only school that saw interest in me, and they saw, like, how good I was and was willing to take a chance on me. So they stuck through me through the whole way. So I just wrote it out with them. Yeah, I liked their school a lot when I visited.
Yeah, so I you know, this is another player I got to see a lot this season. Got a nice little highlight tape of this young man as well that I've been, you know, able to, you know, watch him throughout this season. Got to go like three. I think I got to see him three times this year. But one of the most dynamic running backs we've seen in this area in a long time. I mean, look at him. I mean, look at that. Can't teach that. I mean, he's fast, quick. But how would you recap? I know the season didn't end like you wanted, Nate. I was at the Dwinger game, unfortunately, as well. So I know it was, you know, a tough way to end the season. But I still feel like you had a great career at Leo. How would you summarize, and what are some of your favorite memories with the Leo Lions?
Yeah, I think I had a great career. Some of my my favorite memory is that first ever Bishop Lewis game on my junior year. That was my first time ever getting to start varsity, and going out there and proving to everybody that I could play varsity ball was really exciting for me.
For you, you know, what part of your game do you feel like translates the best to give you the most success at the next level?
I feel like my quick burst off the line of scrimmage will probably help a lot in the next level. And then also the ability that I have to read holes well. My coaches say I have like a God-given ability. So I hope that can help me translate my game to the next level.
Yeah, so out of all these schools, because I know you had a lot of offers too. What were you able to set apart? You know, what and it's got to feel good too to be joining other players from the area. You know, you got we just had L. Taylor on that's also going to be going to Valpo. What kind of player is Valpo getting from you once you step on that field? And it's got to feel good too to know that you got some 260 love there as well.
Valpo is probably getting a player who works hard, someone who's willing to put in the work to get on the field, do whatever it takes to get on the field. And then when I'm on the field, someone who makes plays, explosive, and just a leader overall.
What does playing at the next level mean to you? Obviously, you know, a lot of coaches look for, you know, certain aspects of you know, how – you know, tall you are, or, you know, your weight or something like that, you know, but for you to, you know, be able to, you know, show out on Friday nights and play it and, you know, get some recognition and being able to advance your football career to the next level, you know, what does that mean for you?
It means a lot to me. You know, mostly my parents and most of my family members, they never went to college. And if they did, it took them a while and they just went to a community college. So it means a lot to go to college, and then to play football on top of that means a lot. Back with my friends in Michigan who I grew up with, we all made a pact saying that we were all going to get to the next level. And so far, all of us have done that. So it's really exciting.
So as you're making this next step and taking this next step, what are some things you're working on? You know, college football ain't going to be no joke. Valpo, they play some tough teams. So what's some things that you're working on to help, you know, sharpen your tools as you step into the college football?
Everything, like my dad growing up has always told me, next level, everyone's going to be faster, stronger, smarter. So everything I need to do is get faster, stronger, smarter. And mostly I need to start putting on some more weight. I was a little, I know I'm undersized as a running back, playing in a Division I level, so getting weight and staying healthy on top of that is probably my highest priority.
Yeah, definitely. Nate, thank you so much for joining us here on the show. We wish you nothing but success and continued good health as you transition to the next level, and we can't wait to see what you do up at Valpo, all right?
All right, thank you.
That is Nathan Foster, running back for Leo, who will be taking his talents across the state to play at Valparaiso. And now we go from one NEH star to another, and that is Gavin Smith, safety out of Columbia City, who will be taking his talents to the southern part of the state and going down to Terre Haute to play for the Sycamores at Indiana State. Thank you so much for joining the show here, Gavin, and congratulations on your commitment. You know, why was it Indiana State for you?
Just the consistency from, like, the coaching staff. They would, like, hit me up and stuff.
they hit me up all throughout the summer after I visited down there for a spring practice. So just really the consistency.
So something I want to talk about, and, you know, I was one of the people that wrote about this, but look, when you do something like this, you know, breaking school records, career interceptions, a record that's been around longer than I've been born. I mean, that's got to feel good. So I want to go back to that moment. The moment you break that career interceptions record, as you're able to take everything in, what's going through your mind when you break a record like that?
Really, I was just focused on the game at that point because I think going into halftime, we were down by three. So, and then
that was the East Noble game, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yep. And then after we went back in the locker room for halftime, I realized what I just did, and I was just filled with joy and excitement and stuff like that.
Yeah, for you, what does it mean for you to play at the next level? You know, to continue on your football career and do it at, you know, Division I level.
It's just really like, I would say like, it really just provided me with a bunch of reassurance for like all my hard work that I put in. And yeah, I just really want to go in and like make a mark, make a name for myself there down at Indiana State.
So what kind of player, you know, as I know, you're a guy that definitely gets, obviously you're going to get a lot of interceptions. I know that's your strength. You're great at that, but what kind of player are the Sycamores getting? You know, they're getting a lot more than that. A lot of people don't even realize they're getting a lot more than that. But from your perspective, what's Indiana State getting at the next level from Gavin Smith?
Yeah, they're going to get a safety that can go get the ball when you need it. And then also, I'm a dangerous returner as well. So they'll be getting somebody that can make an impact on defense and special teams.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we just saw at the beginning of your highlight tape, you taking one back to the house. What do you enjoy about that part of the game? Because it feels like that part of your game will probably help you get on the field earlier down there at Indiana State.
Yeah, I love returning because, like, if they score, then that's really like you got a chance to go down and just punch them right back in the face, punch them right back in the mouth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what are some things you're working on? You know, you're stepping into college football again. A great program that's going to play some tough teams. What are some things you're working on this offseason to prepare for that?
I'm really working on, like, stuff that will help me get on the field early. So, like, obviously, I'm a little undersized for a safety, I would say, like, weight-wise. So just really working hard in the weight room, eating, stuff like that. And then also I'm maintaining my speed and twitch by, like, training. On the field some days and stuff like that.
Gavin, when a team first notices you, and you mentioned like Indiana State was one of the first that were able to notice you, offer you, and you know, how much do you take that through the process that they were the first one of the first ones to notice what kind of talent you have?
That was very important for me for like my decision because no other teams were really like looking at me, stuff like that. So like once they seen me and eventually sent the offer, and I knew that I was probably going to go there because of now they're the only ones that put their faith in me. So I might as well go down there and show people what they're missing out on, you know?
Yeah. And you're coming off one of the most, at least from my recent memory, one of the most successful seasons from Columbia City's football program history. What are some of your favorite memories being a Columbia City Eagle?
My favorite memory from this year is probably we lost to the Cavs in the regular season by a touchdown or maybe two touchdowns, and then we went up to Waterloo and we beat them in sectionals. So that just really like that felt really good. And then probably for my whole career, probably get my first interception against Plymouth at home my sophomore year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. A lot of interceptions to look back on and remember, as the stats there says at the bottom, 18 career interceptions. Gavin, thank you so much for joining the show here, and continued health and good luck down there in Terre Haute. All right.
Yep. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. That is Gavin Smith, safety out of Columbia City. He's going to be taking his talents down to Terre Haute and playing for the Sycamores down there. And now we bring on Bershawn Johnson, wide receiver from Snyder. Sorry, thank you so much, Chuck.
Can't hear you guys.
Can't hear me?
Can you hear us?
Nah, I can't hear you.
Uh-oh.
Nope. All right.
We'll try again.
We'll try to figure it out. Maybe jump back out and jump back in. We'll see if we can get the problem solved by the time you get back in. So, hopefully we can get Brashawn here. Wide receiver from Snyder is going to be going to St. Francis. He'll be staying here in the 260 and taking his talents to play for the Cougars. And they've had, you know, some success. You know, they've had a lot of success a handful of years ago. We're down a little bit. Now it feels like they're trending back up. So it feels like they could add a talent like Brashawn, and he could be definitely a key addition for the Cougars going forward.
Tons of players from our area signing to St. Francis too, by the way. AJ Shefferly from Dwinger, also going to St. Francis, defensive end, played a little running back, but he'll probably be a defensive end / linebacker for St. Francis. Another guy that can get to the football. They also got Anthony Fields, another linebacker that can get to the football. He's going to be going to St. Francis as well. So they and a quarterback that we're scheduled to have in a couple of minutes as well later on, and Riley Biddle from East Noble signed with St. Francis as well. Let's see if we got Brashawn this time. Can you hear us now?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, perfect.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much for joining us, and congrats on your commitment to St. Francis. You know, why was the Cougars the right choice for you?
Cougars was the right choice for me because, like, they had the commitment in me. A lot of teams throughout the conference on a visit, and with St. Francis, they just welcomed me at home. They said, hey, this is like home for you. So, and then when I stepped on foot at campus, it felt like home. Just felt like Snyder, it was the right place.
Yeah, we can hear you, but we can't see you, but I guess we can at least hear you. Snyder had kind of a, you know, what a lot of people look at as a down year for the Snyder program, you know, from the outside, you know, from all the outside noise, I'm sure you guys were hearing some of it. But how would you summarize your career at Snyder from your perspective?
My career at Snyder, it was great. You know, they welcomed me in, not playing my sophomore year or my junior year, and being able to show my talent and be able to start as a senior, it was a blessing just to be able to show talent that I have. So just being able to go in a showcase, showing my blocking, me being able to be a playmaker on the field, and just to be able to show myself.
Yeah, what are some of the things that you're looking forward to the most? What are some of the things you feel like you have to work on before you take the field at St. Francis?
What I'm looking forward to most is just the training and the work, being able to see, like, what they can develop with me because, like I said, I only played 1 year. I just got so much potential. I got so much more I can prove to myself. And then what I've been doing, I've just been eating. I'm only 180 pounds. I got to get my weight up. Got to. So in the lab and just been eating and working on my fatigue, getting my speed up. So yeah, that's about it.
All right. Well, we don't got no video. So I do want to ask one final question though. So what was your decision to finally give football a try? You said you only played 1 year. So what was behind the decision to finally get into football?
It was just really the commitment and the team around me. My freshman year, I had walked on and just wasn't really feeling it, but I always played through middle school and through like little league. So coming back my senior year, I was just like, I got to give it all. So I gave it 110%. Everything that we did just went all out. And just so I'm like, yeah, I could show myself. This is another way, an opportunity to be able to play at the collegiate level. So you got to give opportunities to go.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, Brashawn. And hopefully you can get your weight up, and hopefully you can have success at St. Francis. All right. Thank you. That is Brashawn Johnson. Had a little technical difficulty there with him, but, you know, we're at least glad he was able to at least join us here real quickly to talk about his commitment to St. Francis. As, you know, we've had a number of guests on today. We have a couple of more that hopefully will join us here shortly. As you mentioned, we have Riley Biddle, who's also going to St. Francis. Yeah, and you mentioned Shefferly from Dwinger, who's also going there as well. So a lot of guys from the 260 choose to go to St. Francis. They either go to St. Francis, they can make the trip up I-69 and go to Trine. A lot of guys also, you know, make the trip south to Indiana Wesleyan or Marion as well. So there's a lot of options. Some of the guys we've had are going to play at the FCS level, Division One, and some guys are going to play at the NAI level. But in all reality, you know, if you can continue on your career, it's always a great thing. So
yeah, and the players that we haven't even, you know, obviously all the players in the area that committed to play college football aren't on the show today. That would be a crazy show. So we tried to just get a good few to highlight. But we obviously there are a lot of players that we haven't even scratched the surface on. Obviously Quay Guilford going from a 3-4 star recruit from Rivals and 24/7 Sports to, you know, playing in the Navy All-American game and winning player of the week at the Navy All-American game and elevating his talent to a 5-star recruit. And now he's even, according to 24/7 Sports, he's even ranked higher now than Chris Henry Jr., who is going to be his teammate and wide receiver as well at Ohio State. But Quay Guilford as well from Northrop is a player that, you know, he's already at Ohio State and already, you know, at the school and everything. So he's another one, you know, obviously top player in the area. Another one that is also playing college football that we haven't talked a lot about. Also a wide receiver, Jaden Van Pelt, wide receiver for Carroll that broke all kind of records as well for Carroll this past season. He had a lot of offers too. I know he just had some recent visits to UConn. A lot of MAC schools, pretty much all the MAC schools offer Jaden Van Pelt. So, but he landed with UIndy. He wanted to stay closer to home, apparently. So he's another one that, you know, when you talk, you know, top recruits in the area, he's amongst the best in the state, not just Northeast Indiana. Jaden Van Pelt was amongst the best in the state when it came to receivers, all state recognition. So, linemen as well, Jonas Mua, who we couldn't get to join us during our lure special. We had a nice little lure special. With all those guys on, we had Mikael Woodson and the Taylor brothers on. But Mua playing his first year of high school football. He had never played football before. This was his first season playing high school football. He was a basketball star at La Lumiere, where Keon Brooks Jr. played. He was a 3-star recruit as a basketball player. And his story is he went to a camp at Cincinnati, University of Cincinnati, this past summer, and got offered by Cincinnati on the spot. Never played football before. Went to a football camp, got offered on the spot by Cincinnati. So he's like, all right, well, I'm a football player now. So he made the transition to the football field. And, I mean, he's got the size. He's like 6'8", 270. You know, he's got the size. So he commits to West Virginia. So he's going to be a Mountaineer. And right here from Bishop Lures. So a lot of great talent we have in the area, you know, in terms of local Northeast Indiana players. You know, Riley Biddle, who was scheduled to join us here, he's one of the most talented quarterbacks I've seen, you know, ever. I'm honestly surprised he didn't get more than St. Francis. He's a dual threat quarterback, you know. He can hit you with the pass, but he can also hit you on the run. You know, I'm gonna bring up his tape too, so we can watch a little bit of it because he's just that good. Where like, and a lot of it is playing in the NE8. You know, if he played in the SAC, he might have got probably a little bit more attention. But he's another guy that I don't think a lot of people realize how talented Riley Biddle is. You know, this is a senior tape, and this is the kind of talent that's going to St. Francis. You know, like, look, on the money. And so a lot of talented, and I'm excited for you, Bryce, to get back, you know, on the sidelines and watch some of these kids because there's a lot of talent in this area that a lot of people don't even realize. I think football in our area is starting to catch up to Indy. And this year showed that with all of our teams represented in the semi-state championships. I think we're catching up, and a lot of people don't even realize that.
Yeah, I think it's definitely trending upward, and I think the recognition for some of these guys is going up for sure. And I think we talked about it on one of our first shows since coming back, and it was just like the talent feels like it's still a little underrated here in Indiana, and it's never obviously going to be to the level of a Texas, Florida, or, you know, even a California. It's never going to be that, but there's still a lot of guys that can make an impact on all different sorts of levels at the next level for college football. And there's so many guys that can do so many different things. I mean, that throw that Riley just made there was a sidearm throw off platform. And it was just like, man, that's he's just whipping it out there. So you're seeing so many different guys that are able to do a lot of things. And we've had, you know, a few pops here and there of guys that are, you know, going big. You know, we've had a couple of guys like Tay Johnson and Mylon Graham, you know, but those, you know, felt like that they were part of that class. I think even like Landon Livingston, who was at Leo, who's at West Virginia. He's still at West Virginia. He's got one more year down there for the Mountaineers. He was a really good talent when I was covering some high school football for KPC back in the day. So it feels like that there is that it's not that, you know, there wasn't talent. It's just the talent feels like it's elevated, and it feels like so many guys are, you know, taking that next step up to where they're able to, you know, go to a, you know, Indiana State or a Valpo or a Butler, and, you know, hopefully help those programs. Cause, you know, some of those teams, they've had their struggles and had some down years, but every so often they have a pop and they'll win, you know, 9 to 10 games in a season and have a really good year. And it feels like a lot of these guys can go in and contribute and make those programs a more consistent thing, not just have a one-off when they have one really good class. So I'm excited for a lot of these guys.
Yeah, that was our signing special hour. We did pretty much a whole hour dedicated to these kids. So, yeah. I mean, we could have did longer, honestly, if we could have got a lot more, you know, to come on. So that was a lot of fun, man. I love doing that kind of stuff. And it was a lot of work behind the scenes to, you know, try to get all these videos played. And, you know, we're learning as we go, but I know, you know, as we switch gears, we got to talk some college hoops.
Yeah, for sure. We had Purdue win yesterday against Iowa, and then Indiana plays today. They play here in an hour on CBS at Illinois. I'll be honest. I don't think Indiana's going to win that game.
Really?
But no, Illinois what? Is way too talented, and I think Kylan Boswell is back for the Illini today. I think they're still without Stojakovic for today's game. But exactly. It feels like, okay, they could win this game. That'd be great. But my expectation is that they will just come up short. Illinois, I think, is just another level better than Indiana. I think they'll hopefully put up a better fight than they have on the road in previous games this season. But it's all leading to the showdown at Mackey on Friday night. So that one should be a fun one. But Purdue, we'll talk about a game that actually happened. So Purdue beats Iowa on the road, and it feels like the Boilers are trending back up. They took that dip down. I mean, you win by double digits on the road. I feel like that's and Iowa, I think at the moment is a tournament team. Okay, you're like me a few weeks ago when I was down after an Indiana win, and after a Purdue win, like I said, it feels like they're trending back up. The game against Nebraska, I'm not sure. I was messaging you during that game, and it felt like if they would have lost that game, then I would be more upset because they were up by 20 points with like 14 minutes left in the second half and nearly blew it, had to go to overtime to survive that game. And you'd have a Nebraska player slip near the sideline for that game to go in and produce favor. So I don't know why you're so upset right now.
Let's settle this. Okay. So since you want to be feisty, drinking your little Dr. Pepper over there. Okay.
It's not Dr. Pepper.
It looked like Dr. Pepper.
It's called a poppy.
What in the world is that?
Not a sponsor, but could be.
Could be.
Tackle. Could be.
Tackle. Okay. We need it all. Okay. Question for you and the listeners right now. Who's a better basketball team, IU or Purdue?
I'm gonna still go Purdue. They just had a down stretch, man. A three game losing. Hey, Indiana had a 4-game losing streak about a month ago.
First of all,
Purdue has won four in a row.
Not even a month ago, IU just beat Purdue. That's not even a month ago.
It's one game.
That's one a game. Head-to-head. First of all, that should trump any argument you have. Second of all, the win at Iowa was good. Okay, but it wasn't enough to make me forget about Oregon. Okay, did you forget about that already?
No.
Did you forget about that? I didn't either. Okay.
No.
They should have beat them the way they beat Iowa. And they beat them. They almost lost that game. Beat them by what, 4?
Yep.
Like, teams like, you're telling me against teams like that. And also, the Nebraska game. They looked terrible. Nebraska looked terrible. They don't look good, Bryce. There's no leadership on the Purdue Boilermakers. There's nobody to go to when they need a bucket. There's nobody to go to in the locker room. There's nothing in Purdue right now. Yes, the game of Iowa looked good, but not enough to make me forget Oregon. Oregon was only a couple weeks ago. Not even, it was a week ago. They're gonna get destroyed by Michigan on Tuesday. They're gonna lose to IU again at home on Friday. And then what are we talking about here? Like, I've given up on the Boilermakers. And so, like I said, I'm going to ask you and the listeners one more time after everything we just talked about, okay? And IU on a roll right now. Who's the better basketball team? Who do you trust more, IU or Purdue? I'm going to give you one more chance.
Trust to do what? You know,
Win a close game. Go deeper in the tournament. Actually be competitive. Right now, Purdue is getting upset. They will get upset in the first round if they played right now. And we're halfway through February. You got to be playing good basketball right now.
Yeah,
they're going to give us a replay of what happened. You know, you already know what I'm talking about. They're going to get upset again. All right.
Well, to be fair, I don't think they're going to be in that spot to get upset by, you know, a 15 seed. I don't think they're going to get that high of a seed as a 2 seed. I don't think they're going to be like a 4.
Which means probably. They're going to play an even better team in the first round. They're going to get smoked.
But I feel like that this team, I get what to go back to your trust explanation. You know, who do you trust late in the game? I would trust Indiana right now. Barely. Not by much, but just because they've been able to pull out a couple of close games, including the UCLA game and the Wisconsin game, both those games.
Two very great wins. Great wins.
Two good wins.
Great wins.
And the Wisconsin, I think, win is a little better. But
you are just too close to this or something. There's no way.
I'm not too close. I'm
underselling it.
I just think Purdue has they've gone through a stretch, but I feel like they've come out of it. You had C.J. Cox, Jakari Harris both step up yesterday, and you need those types of performances. You didn't need Braden Smith. They got up in that game, and then it was just kind of over. Iowa just never came back. And that's the type of Purdue that I'm used to here in the last handful of years. They get up big, don't relinquish the lead. I don't know what the hell happened in Lincoln this past week. Like, that's the team. That's because when they got up 14-1 in the first half, I'm like, this game's over. And then they started to slowly creep back. And that's the team that I think that you could see come March. And it could be very frustrating. It just feels like you're going to get one or the other right now. And that's not a good way to live if you're Purdue. And that's why I think you are, you know, more frustrated. Whereas IU, by comparison, feels like that they're, you know, trending up. They haven't gone back and forth as much. As the swings aren't as big as with Purdue right now, where it's kind of a close game against a crappy Oregon team, whereas IU blew them out by 20. And it just feels like hopefully that those swings become less drastic as we get – we're about a month away, I think, from Selection Sunday. So if Purdue can – sure, they have a tough schedule to do it against. That's true. You mentioned, you know, Michigan and Indiana coming up this week, but
smoked in both.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to get smoked in both of them.
Smoked in both. They're going to get smoked by Michigan. For sure.
Michigan, maybe. Then you have Michigan State the following week. So hey, did you get your Peacock subscription updated? Because two of those games are on Peacock.
Hey, again, once again, I'm going to give this shout out. Sponsorship's open, by the way. But thanks to Walmart Plus. Walmart Plus.
All right.
Get Peacock for free. So, yes, my Peacock subscription is great. Thanks to Walmart Plus.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Just hey, look, I'm just here to give everyone those hidden tidbits because this is not information that is given anywhere. So that's why I'm here. Okay. That's why we are here to deliver the good word. And I'm trying to help everyone save a buck. So go ahead and subscribe to Walmart Plus for like $10 a month. And that gives you Peacock. I think it even gives you Apple TV. Free.
It's good stuff.
Absolutely free included. So, hey, Ted Lasso.
I watched the first two seasons. I didn't finish it. I liked
the. You're just disappointing me all morning now. You pick Purdue over IU. How can you be an IU fan and really have those words come out of your mouth?
Hey, do you watch Severance on Apple TV? That's a good show.
Don't take the subject. Yes, I have, though. Yes.
Very good show. You watch Shrinking?
Yes. No.
You have it? Jason Segel? No. It's good. It's got Harrison Ford in it, too.
Jason Segel's not a good actor. I'm sorry.
Really? You don't like Jason Segel? Forgetting Sarah Marshall, How I Met Your Mother?
Forgetting Sarah Marshall's good because of the other character. Not him.
What, are you a fan of Russell Brand's work in that movie?
No.
He's funny in it, though.
Yes, but, you know.
But overall, but yeah, overall.
You get Peacock along with Walmart Plus, so you get to watch all the games on Peacock. So, yeah, that's my knowledge college for today. Get Walmart Plus, and that'll save you later, so you don't have to pay for two subscriptions.
All right, we can stop with the ad read for Walmart Plus.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, they need to pay. I'm trying to get them some sponsors, bro.
I know you are. Know,
I'm trying. We're gonna tag them.
You can't just be giving them out for free.
No. But we'll tag them, and it sounds good. But yeah, a lot of big college basketball games. We're gonna start switching gears a little bit more to that. As today was our big signing day special for high school football, and now it's time to turn the page. It's basketball season. You know, towards the end, and then we'll switch gears to baseball. This is my favorite time of year. You know, we're getting close to March Madness. Spring training's here. I'm going to finally get you to a baseball game once again because it's been too long. Way too long.
Yeah.
Way too long. I think I only had one kid or two kids when we went. I don't even think you had any the last time we went to a game. You didn't have any kids yet. You got two.
Yeah.
So we got to make it to some games.
No, there's.
What about the tournament? Is there any rounds in Indy this year for the tournament?
For the NCAA tournament? The Final Four is in Indy. I know the Big Ten tournament is in Chicago.
That's too far.
Final Four is in Indy, so that'll be a madhouse. I think it's at Lucas Oil.
If we go to the Big Ten tournament, you're driving.
Okay.
Because you are a great driver in Chicago. I am not nervous of your driving at all. I get nervous a little bit in Chicago. That is, look, I've driven Hollywood Boulevard in California. I've driven in the middle of Los Angeles traffic, 5 o'clock traffic in Los Angeles. Driven.
Why?
Chicago is worse. It is that bad.
I've just learned that you just got to be as aggressive as those people are.
Look,
you can't be timid in those situations because if they if you are like trying to get into the same lane as somebody else, you got to be the aggressor. Now, will you get some damage on your car? Who's to say? But you just, you got to force it sometimes. You gotta get in there. You can't be timid. You can't be timid on the interstate.
I give good advice, and you give the worst advice of all time. You're about to get people in accidents with that advice.
The overarching advice is just don't be timid. You can't.
I want to go to so many.
Not aggressive. I shouldn't say aggressive. I should be assertive. Be assertive making your decisions when you're driving.
I want to go to Cubs games, but I'm scared to drive, man. It's a long, boring drive, too.
Yeah, US 30 is not great.
Boring.
It's the fastest way. Even go up to 80, 90 is not great from Fort Wayne. So.
But we definitely – Big Ten tournament, we need to put on our radar as a possibility. Okay. You're driving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Final Four, when the Hoosiers make it. I know it ain't going to be Purdue. So let's make a bet. Let's make an early friendly bet on the show right now.
Okay.
Whoever's team makes it further in the tournament, we got to think the stakes, though. What's the stakes?
Yeah.
Chicago, so don't even think about it.
No. Who is going farther in the NCAA tournament or the Big Ten tournament? Which one?
Let's start Big Ten tournament. Let's start there. IU or Purdue? Obviously, you're IU. I'm Purdue. Whoever, you go ahead and name the stakes.
Well, I think that Purdue's going to have a better seed in the tournament. They'll probably be a top four. So they'll have the double bye. Indiana will probably just have a bye. So automatically, Purdue is going to be starting at a better spot. So we could say, how many games will they win in the Big Ten tournament? That probably just to even it out a little bit. So I think if Purdue goes farther or Indiana goes farther in the Big Ten tournament, the losers team, for the loser teams, either one of us, I don't know. It feels like food has to be related in here somehow.
Because we're big backs.
Well, it just we'll be. Have to be involved. I was just saying, I'll watch you eat a stack of pancakes on the show or something. You know, from
first of all, I can't look. I'm a big guy, but I can't eat a stack of pancakes. That's a lot of food.
I'm saying it's got to be somewhat of a little bit of a punishment. It can't just be all roses.
Nah, man, that's a lot of food. I don't know about all that. Okay.
Something along those lines.
Loser has to buy. So we're planning on going to events this year, right? Baseball events, games, yes. Concerts, maybe Big Ten tourney, maybe Final Four. Okay.
We'll see.
The loser has to buy the tickets.
Whew, those are some pricey tickets, man.
Loser has to buy the tickets. Which is,
I don't know about Final Four
that's
tickets.
That's punishment for both of us.
Final Four tickets is especially I don't know if there's a great – I don't even know if I want to go to the Final Four. It's not a great viewing experience. I'd rather watch at home. I don't know. We'll figure – we still got time to figure this out.
Okay. All right. We got time.
I'll make sure to keep it on the show sheet just so we can reference it, and we'll come up with – if anybody else has suggestions, we can listen in the comments.
Right now, and I'm sure you're going to align with me on this, but I'll let you go first. As of right now, who's the best team in college basketball? Who was your favorite?
Best team. It's got to be Michigan, I think. Just the way that they're playing and just beating up on teams. They probably should have lost to Northwestern earlier this week. They were down double digits at halftime, came back in that game. I think they scored on like 12 straight possessions to come back in that game and win. So that's just why I think that they're offensively they can just go on a hot streak. Defensively, they're super long, athletic. So I'm gonna go with Michigan right now.
That's what I had to. Yeah, the Wolverines to me are the best team in basketball. They're probably gonna win the Big Ten tournament, and as of right now, they're the team I have the most faith in. So if I had to fill out a bracket today, they're the ones I'm chalking through. I'm chalking Michigan all the way through, and I hate to say that because I hate Michigan. I hate the Michigan Wolverines. Always have. Always will. But it is what it is. They're the best team in college basketball, in my opinion, right now. Arizona, I don't believe really believe in them. I don't feel like they play top level competition. I don't think the competition they play is all that great. So not super impressed with them. But yeah, college basketball is rolling. We'll talk a lot more next week, and we'll have more high school basketball to talk about. So yep. It's basketball season now. Football in the rear view. It's time to turn the page.
Yeah, as we showed you guys on today's show, we debuted a new intro song, and that'll be, if you want to see the full version, make sure you go check us out on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We'll have the full version up there, cut it up and use it in different ways for the show, and it'll be our new intro here when we stream live on Facebook, YouTube, wherever you guys are watching the show. We'll make sure to play it each time. So, yeah, we'll wrap up the show here. Make sure you guys subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, Facebook. You can follow us there, or you can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on Instagram at BrysonDC. That's our handles everywhere, so make sure you do that. And you can listen to the show on Spotify or Apple if you just want to tune into the audio version. Thanks to all of our guests that we've had on today's show. It was a wild and crazy hour for our signing day special. We had a ton of guys from the 260 who are taking their talents to play college football at the next level. And we thank all of them. And we'll make sure to post clips of their interviews shortly after the show ends. And make sure you stay tuned for those throughout the week on all of our social media channels as well. So that's DC Hendricks. I'm Bryce Vance. We are part of the Get Indiana Network. And make sure you go on to getindiana.com to subscribe to their newsletter. You can find our show on there as well. And yeah, we got a lot of things in the works for the show, and behind the scenes, there's a lot going on, and we're trying to make some plans for some other things that could have our show, you know, maybe on the road in different locations. We have different events that, you know, we can hopefully announce in the next couple of weeks. I know DC is working on a big event behind the scenes that hopefully you'll maybe catch our show out there as well. So, got a lot of things in the works behind the scenes that we're trying to make this show a high quality show for you guys to watch and listen to each and every week, and hopefully bring on, continue to bring on guests that you guys want to hear from and continue to spotlight the people of Northeast Indiana. So super excited for what's to come here on the show. Right, DC?
Yes, sir. Be sure to tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. We're right here. Like you said, subscribe everywhere. We stream live on YouTube, our Facebook page, and my X account every single Sunday. So tune in, spread the word. We cover Northeast Indiana, the state of Indiana, Midwest. We cover it all. We try to be the area sports show, and we try to do it in a great way. You know, there's some other you know, there's a lot of great coverage in this area, and we just try to be in addition to that. We try to add to that. And just try to do it in our own way, in our own flair. So we continue to strive to do great things for you guys.
Yep. So thank you guys so much for tuning in here on the Sideline Sports Show with Bryson DC this Sunday morning. And we'll catch you guys next week.
It's love.